as the world reacted yesterday afternoon to the death of Mama Winnie Madikizela-Mandela earlier in the day, details emerged of her last few days. Just days before, she had attended a Good Friday sermon at the church with her granddaughter, Zoleka Mandela. Zoleka posted a collage of pictures of the family at church, wearing a black skirt and a red top with a collar. Madikizela-Mandela held a walking stick as churchgoers greeted her. Church, of course, has always been a huge part of Mum Winnie's life. Well, joining me on the line now to pay homage to Mama Winnie is Bishop Malusi Mpolwana, the General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches. Bishop, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you for having me. It is a sad time indeed, one of those times we do not celebrate, and yet we have to celebrate and recognize someone as special as Mama Winnie was.
Absolutely. I'm looking here at these pictures that I was describing earlier that Zoleka Mandela had posted of her grandmother and her, of course, in the traditional clothes, being at the church. The South African Council of Churches, of course, has a historical relationship with the Madiba family, but also very specifically with Mam Winnie. The reflections of the church at this time.
You know, we issued a very brief statement yesterday, and we said, and I quote, that amongst many who have served this nation with their all, she stands with the tallest. The power of her presence will tower on long after her departure. We mean that because just so you know, the direct relationship with the SACC on by Winnie goes back to the days of the Black Parents Association.
Yeah.
The days when there were turbulence in the universities in the 70s. This is before the 1976 uprising. And that by the time the Soweto uprising came along, Winnie, together with Bishop Manus Mutelezi, who was a pastor in Soweto at the time, had become the kind of link between the challenges of struggle in the township and the machinery of the South African Council of Churches. And so she goes back a long way in her own relationship with the Council of Churches and her a very, very committed presence in the Methodist Church particularly.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the church has historically ministered to the nation in times of sadness, in times of crisis, and in times of death. And of course, a very tall tree has fallen, someone whose legacy we are yet to fully understand, someone who bore the brunt of probably the most brutal aspects of the apartheid regime. What is the message to the South African people? We've seen so many politicians visit the house, speak to the family, and of course, we are also in an era where people use these occasions, for narrow political gain. What is the Methodist Church and what is the South African Council of Churches' message to South Africa in the way in which we pay homage to Mam Winnie and also respect to her legacy?
We're doing the same because an official leadership delegation of the South African Council of Churches will visit the Mandela family tomorrow by arrangement to pay our respects. But what we would like to say to people is that Mrs. Mandela leaves for us the complexity of the understanding of life to begin with. She was totally self-giving. I mean, this is a woman who, the very same year that she got married to Nelson Mandela, she was imprisoned. And she was snatched away from her children from an early age, and she fought for. She represents the woman who defends her children and her heritage, their future and their hopes. But she became the epitome of loneliness, not only because of the banning order. I mean, many people do not know what a banning order actually means. It is when, without any trial, without even an opportunity to defend or explain yourself, the Minister of Injustice writes you a love letter that says, whereas I, in my case, Petrus Cornelius Pelser, am satisfied that you engage in activities that endanger or are calculated to endanger the security of the state. And then they quote you these things that give them the power to tell you that from now on, you may not be in the company of more than one person. Imagine that. Mm. You may not enter an educational institution. You may not enter a printing or a production, a factory. You may not be quoted. This is actually shutting you out into a state of non-existence. She lived with that from the early 60s. Now, this woman then gets detained for more than a year, 491 days, to befriend insects for her life. It is the same woman who has never known the normality of a family life with her children and husband. She becomes the source of solace for many who are in positions of hopelessness. And that is why it is Winnie Mandela who, whatever happens in our country, will always be the first person to go there and extend her sympathy. So the lesson for me is the absolute selflessness that says we have got so many wounded people who are hurting. But you know what? You can put aside your woundedness and save.
Absolutely.
And that we need to make that possible. You know, it's almost a typical Good Friday and Easter message. That she would have gone to this Good Friday service. She would have heard the self-giving of Christ. She would have said, in my weakness, in my fallenness, even in the mistakes I make, but you know what? I try to give of myself. And for that reason, I'm ready to give of my life to the last. And it is sort of very metaphorical that this became the weekend that took her life. Now, I would like to say that from us, we are called upon to make that Easter event, that celebration of Good Friday, that brings the Easter hope, which is what she become something that we live in our own lives.
Absolutely, Bishop. Thank you so very much. That's the General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches, Bishop Malusi Mpowana, of course, reflecting there on the life and times of Winnie Madikizela Mandela.